Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I'm thrilled to bring you speaker highlights from our annual Lippe Book Awards and a peek at what you can expect this year from Linda Dyer, 8-time best-selling author from Australia.
Thank you very much. Yes, I owe a great deal to this beautiful lady and her team. I wrote a book called Good Grief. I had 6 people die in 6 months, and I didn't know how to get through it. And so one day, I got the message from my dog that died to write a book called Good Grief, because I was learning to teach NLP. And so that's this little book here. It's written by my dog. And it's a gift to the world. And it's gone all through China. It's gone to 7 different countries. It's my gift to people who are going through catastrophic loss. And it helps them get through the grief, because I know from a physical point of view, corticosteroids and everything else that happens when somebody's going through grief. And I thought the China earthquake, Haiti, it's gone to Samoa, it's gone to New Orleans, it's gone down to Victoria in Australia, where 200 people lost their lives from bushfires. So that's book number one. And then Vicki grabbed it and turned it into a bestseller in 2 weeks. I promised my mum on her deathbed that I would write the book she never wrote, and she's in the back of it. So, and my dog's sitting on her lap fighting with the cat. So it's just been a great treat to the 5-year-olds to the 95-year-olds that can't put this down, just to help them get through something that's passed by and they're focusing on the death rather than the wonderful joy that that person or pet had with them while they were on the planet. So that's the first one. And what I wanted to talk about today was what I learned along the journey. So then I got into, Vicki started to ask me to write chapters in books, Wounded, Survive, Thrive, and lots of other books, and I cried. I mean, she will tell you, I was an absolute mess on the phone because I was overwhelmed that now my journey of authoring had really started. And so I wrote my story on lupus. I cured myself of lupus, a disease of the immune system. And I wrote in Wounded, Survive, Thrive about that journey and how I got through it, and I'm out the other end and doing some amazing stuff because there was no future in dying. So that was the beginning of it, and then she put me on radio, and that was just a slobbering mess as well. I'm a very emotional soul, and I, you know, with those books, and then I didn't really know what to do with them, you know what I mean? Anyone else been there? Or was it just me? And so then all my friends were saying, why don't you write your book, your story? And I thought, I've done so much. And I thought, oh, that's just a bit of ego, isn't it? You know, so, you know, I had to go through all that. And then out came this book, and I was exhausted writing it, let alone living it. So this is, you can make it happen now, because that's how I live, glass half full. Everything's glass half full. And I just live by asking, how can I make that happen? And if anyone gets one jolt of energy out of this, then I've done my job. So dressing up as a man and going to England to find my dad's family, because he lost them in the war. And I did it, and I made it, and he found his family. Hitchhiking across the Canadian Rockies to finish my degrees in America, sponsoring villages in Africa, going to China with my Good Grief book and having it translated and helping 10 million people that were displaced by an earthquake. That's what I did, and I didn't think anything of it. You know, if I make up my mind to do something, I just do it. You know, to put it in a book was really interesting. So, as I said, I was talking to Marilyn, who's going to speak this afternoon, on creating your script, because I've always thought this would be a brilliant movie. You'd have to have quite a few people act the main role because she'd get exhausted. because I did. I always thought it'd be a brilliant movie because of the things, the exciting things that, and, you know, even just sponsoring the village in Africa and going there and finding it, etc. So I learned along the way. And then all of a sudden I thought, well, you know what? That was 1 year. Then this next year, I decided that, you know, I could really start helping people. So all of a sudden it dawned on me that writing a book isn't about me. It's about, and I came up with three things, the ABCs of writing a book. And the first one was aware, to be aware and to be aligned. So the universe is now giving me lots more messages that I can do. Does that make sense? So look, the universe is giving you messages all the time, but how many of us are listening to them? How many of us are so busy that we're like water off a polished car? It just flows off. It doesn't stick. You know what I mean? So I started to be more aligned and to be more aware of what was going on and what I could do. And so I started to bring in my knowledge of NLP, and my beautiful trainer, Pip McKay, is here. Isn't that exciting? And so after I wrote this book here, the Good Grief book, I wrote that one morning. And I went and learned NLP, and I was a slobbering mess, and Pip, you know, it's like, oh my God, you know, what have we got here? So, and it was actually probably Pip's idea to say, why don't you put this into a book, because I had to write it out. I had to write out what I was thinking. So with this book, well, I have cured myself of lupus, but it's not about me, it's about how can I help other people maybe help themselves if they've got an illness where they can take control. And I think one of my main things on the planet is to get people to get back to cause, to be responsible for their life. Does that make sense? Because that's what I believe we need to do. It's not about governments taking care of us, it's about us taking care of us and each other. And so I thought, in this book, I can bring all my NLP knowledge, I can bring all my personal development, all my fitness training, all my nutritional training, and I can put it all in one book. You with me? So it wasn't a big deal, but what I learned from this book that I might like to share with you is it was the design of it. You see, you represent the world in four different ways. You're either visual, kinesthetic, you know, the touchy-feely, the auditory, you like to listen, or AD, you want everything in factual form. But then you also learn in four different ways. So there's why learners and what learners and how learners and what if learners. People that want to think outside the square. And so in this book, I designed it that way. Right? Why do we get sick? What exactly is an autoimmune disease? What is inflammation? If inflammation is the basis of all disease, what is it? If we can have an understanding of something that's happening, then that's a better way of how we can deal with it, is it not? And did you know that hay fever and sinusitis and diabetes and depression, they're all autoimmune diseases? So imagine how many people we can help with this book. That's what was coming to me. So then the how section was, how can I get better? So how can I detox? And how can I take nutritionals? And what foods can I eat now that would be better for me? And what exercise can I do? And then the what if stage was about, well, what if I could just change my bloody mindset and I don't have to have lupus anymore? What if I could change? So how on earth am I going to do that? And so I tell you, it's easy peasy. Does that make sense? So then this book comes out, and all of a sudden I get the popularity already. So I'm phoned up by a lot of people. I just want to share this journey because you might be able to do this. Because all of a sudden now my books have become really, really popular. People are phoning me to come and do talks. So the talk started with healing your immune system. Does that make sense? So guess what I did? The slides were exactly the same as the book. Why? What? How? What if? Yeah, but you've got to have a bit of fun, you know. I mean, we're really funny people. There's no two ways about it. We're hysterical. We do the same thing and we want a different result. Yeah? So I make it fun when I'm speaking. There's no two ways about it. So then from that, I upsell, right? Then I started making workshops, three-hour workshops on how to set healthy goals, right? How to deal with your hormones. How does the heart get affected by hormones? The power of the mind. In 3 hours, right? Then the big one, how to get rid of your limits. You thought I was going to say something else, didn't you? I was. How to clear your limits, letting go of limits a whole day. How do we do that? So let's understand what limits are, and then how can we just let them go? And I'm a coach. So then what happens? Then people start hiring me as a coach. And then people want to learn how to become a coach. So my business is booming and I'm supposed to be retired. Does that make sense? That's what your book can do. Think about what you can do. I take little bits out of my book and I started writing blogs. Then it got bigger than blogs. It got into workshops. Does that make sense? So when I travel, I upsell. So people then invited me back a second time. How can I boost my immune system for summer? Did you know that anger and resentment are those sorts of emotions that can happen in summer? And we eat different foods. There is a law of rhythm. And in that law of rhythm, we should be eating different foods for different seasons. You guys don't do that often over here. We find it challenging to eat healthily over here. I'm being serious. We do. And so, yeah, so I'm teaching people how they might like to make some changes. And through that, it's been popular. You know, and then all of a sudden, Melbourne rings up and goes, how come we missed out on your first three tours? Will you start coming to us now? Okay. Right. So in the meantime, I've attracted coaching clients, training clients, and that frees, and they only want to do weekends, right, which frees me up to what? Write another book. Hey! So then I realise I've been running around with kids for 50 years, because I'm only 51, and I got heaps of information. I was in the fitness industry for years. I taught at university in TAFE. In fitness, I know all the developmental styles, and then I've got all the NLP as well. So then the universe says to me, why don't you put it in alphabetical order? Because that really suits kids. So I'm going, do I have that much information? Yes, you do. Alphabetical order, what am I going to do for X? XOX, love is the answer. Whoa. What about Y? Well, yelling. Stop yelling, parents, because it doesn't cut it for kids. Only 10% of kids are auditory. So 90% of kids don't get your yelling. You're yelling because of something inside of you. Nothing to do with the kid. And then Z, I looked up the dictionary and Zoom came up and I went, zooming into goals. Are you with me? So this book now has gone ballistic. I've had calls from England already. They've got 20,000 on their database. And they do an NLP for kids, and the government sponsors NLP people to go into schools. This should be in schools. I went to the education department in Australia, and they said no to the 30 people that I'd taken off Ritalin, put over onto programs and natural health with 100% success rate. They said, no, it's all anecdotal. So I said, there's more than the front door to get into schools and have every teacher have this book. This should be a textbook in teachers' hands. It should be a textbook in parents' hands. It should be a textbook in grandparents' hands. It should be a textbook for carers and caregivers. You with me? That's why I wrote it. And we can get in the side door and the back door of the education department. There's more than one door, guys. When someone says no, just think of, but how can I make it happen? Yeah? So all I want to say is now I'm getting the phone calls for what? This. How do I do a PowerPoint slide for 26 chapters? Mamma mia. So then it came to me at 3 o'clock in the morning that I could split the book up. Everyone revolves around health. People love things around health. So healthy kids could be the first one. You with me? I haven't even designed this yet. This just came to me 2 nights ago. Right? The second chapter could be healthy communications, healthy kids' communications. You with me? So everything about questions and eye patterns and how you can tell what a kid's trying to say to you. And I worked with 108 kids for 4 years. Half of them didn't even speak properly, so I had to work out what they were saying through their body language. Does that make sense? So all this is here. So we can do a whole series of lectures around communicating with kids and getting into rapport and sensory acuity and all that sort of stuff. Right, and then we can do a whole section around kids and their mindset. How can we teach kids at a very early age to have a really positive mindset or change the mindset that we may have given them earlier? Yeah? And how can we be the best model ever for children? Because they are copying you. Does that make sense? So all I'm saying is your book is just the beginning. It's an exciting beginning. But now I see a far bigger thing. I see workshops that develop from this book. Then from workshops, I see further things that were like being invited to a convention over in England or what have you, going into a magazine. Rick, just pull me up on this book. Can you believe it? I want to talk to you about your book. As we were walking out then, he wants to see me tomorrow about this book. I said, don't you want the healing one? No. we want this one. I said, it's not about kids, though. It's about people who work with children. He said, even better. Okay? So here's an opportunity right here. So that's why we need to do this. Guess what the next book is? Age is an Attitude. And guess who's going to be a part of it? I've already spoken to Dr. Capera to put some of her epigenetics in my next book. Do you see what I'm saying? Make your book work for you. It's not just about a book and you leave it in the garage or you have to sell it. Sell it in bits. Do blogs on it, right? Create workshops from it. Create one-day workshops from it. And then some of those people might like to come and do some of the other stuff that you've got. Thank you.
We hope you will join us at Expert Insights IFFI Book Awards this year at one of the top resorts on the Mexican Riviera. Details on how you can secure your place are at www.mybookaward.com. There are limited spaces and discount rooms available, so visit today, www.mybookaward.com. See you next week.